I still had this opportunity to meet with people in different countries. And like, I want those people, you, each of you, your friends, to know that none of these things should hold you back. Your age, your gender.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
It really doesn't matter if you're younger or middle-aged or older. Most of us, including you, have at one point or will at one point think that we can hold ourselves back because of our age. In this episode, I want to squash that idea for you launching or growing a podcast. So let's dive in here. This is Adam Adams. You're a podcaster or a potential podcaster, soon to be podcaster. And there is a good chance that you're 18 or 17 years old and you're like, I'm too young. Nobody's going to believe me. Nobody's going to listen to me. Nobody's going to trust me. Nobody's going to have faith in me, and nobody's going to respect me. Nobody's going to hire me because I don't have the credibility yet. I don't have the authority yet. I'm just 17. Okay. That happens. That thought process happens. And then there's, I'm 45 years old, and man, most of these podcasters are 30 and I'm getting too old, or I'm 45 years old. And you're thinking the opposite way. I don't know as much as a 65-year-old. I haven't had the experience or the money or the financial stability as my dad does or whatever. Like, I'm in the middle of my journey, or I'm in the beginning of my journey. And so you're 45. You're either like diminishing yourself, cutting yourself down for no reason, because you're not as young as the 17-year-old. The 18-year-old, or you're diminishing yourself because you're not as wise and rich as the 65-year-old. You're diminishing yourself because you're 35, 45 years old, and you're like, I've got my effing kids. I've got responsibility. I don't have time for this shit. I can't have a podcast. I'm raising a family. I'm still working my job. Okay. And then you're 65, 75 years old. Okay. Like, we've got a couple clients that are in this age range, and one of them is Mike Butler. And we talked about him a few episodes back. And so you're saying to yourself, man, I'm 65 and nobody wants to listen to an old fart like me, or I'm not wise enough to, I don't know technology, whatever it is. As age, you're holding yourself back. Race can hold ourselves back too. Some people used to say, people don't want to hear a podcast in Spanish. Well, guess what? As of last year, there's 5 countries that grew the most. 4 of them were Spanish-speaking countries. One was China, Mandarin-speaking country. And the other 4 were all Spanish-speaking countries out of the top 5. But there was a lot of people and clients of mine, specifically clients of mine, that they were like, well, my Spanish accent is too strong, and I have a coach that's trying to help me get rid of my accent. I'm not ready to have a podcast because my accent is holding me back. Or they're like, I don't want to have a podcast in Spanish, in whatever language, insert your language. But these are a few clients of mine. We've had a lot of clients from Costa Rica, Mexico, DC. I'm trying to think all the countries, Cuba. Or Cuba. But the point is, like, we've had a lot of native Spanish speakers, and they don't want to start a podcast because their accent. They don't want to start a podcast because they feel like it needs to be in English, but they're still working on their English or something like that. So look, here's the thing. Stop holding yourself back because of your age. Stop holding yourself back because of how much money you have. Stop holding yourself back because how much knowledge you have. In a sec, I'm going to give you some stories of people with very little knowledge that started some podcasts. stop holding yourself back because your native tongue. Stop holding yourself back because of anything. Start your podcast, grow your podcast, and get over your effing self. Who cares if you're old? Who cares if you're young? Who cares if you speak this language or that language? Who cares if you're black, white, brown, or yellow? Who cares what color you are, right? What race you are, what nationality you are? That stuff shouldn't hold you back. In fact, it could help you. It could absolutely benefit you. We already talked about how Spanish could help you. The four of the five biggest growing podcasts are in Spanish. Four of the five biggest growing countries of listeners are Spanish speaking. Same thing with Mandarin. Maybe you speak Chinese. Maybe you can speak Mandarin. Well, one of the top growing countries currently as podcast listeners are people within that country. And so it could really benefit you that you speak Mandarin. You could do your whole podcast in Spanish or Mandarin, or what was recently on vacation and met some people from Brazil, Portuguese. And I learned a little bit of Portuguese, basically how to cheers, how to do their special cheers with every time you want to toast. But I still had this opportunity to meet with people in different countries. And like, I want those people, you, each of you, your friends, to know that none of these things should hold you back. Your age, your gender. I have a few clients that are women, and I've definitely had conversations with a lot of women in real estate who felt like, I can't do real estate investing because everybody who gets on stage is a man. They, some of the women that I've served as podcasts, said to me, I'm not sure if I should start a podcast because it's kind of like a man's world. All of the other men in real estate are All of the other podcasters in real estate are men in real estate. And why would I start it? Is anyone going to listen? Whatever it is, with age, gender, race, color, we all hold ourselves back. We all do. There is this interesting thing that happens with imposter syndrome. We see people like us and say we can't also be like them. We see people not like us and say we can't even do the thing. It's going to happen to all of us. So just get over your damn self, start your podcast, grow your podcast, put it out in front of people. Don't bother how old you are or any of those other things that we talked about. You're going to be able to be successful. And here is the story that I was going to mention. There was this guy, his name's Whitney Sewell. Whitney is a friend of mine, a great person. And I had a podcast for a little over a year, and it was starting to see some traction. Now, by the third year, I was seeing lots of traction, but Whitney was like, how do I start a podcast? He had hired this really good guy, Joe Fairless, to help him with coaching and mentoring, but he ended up asking me some questions. How do you do this? How do you do that? And we masterminded, and his coach, Joe, helped him with a lot of other things, and he probably asked other successful podcasters other things. But the point being that Whitney launched his podcast, and he had the gall to call it, quote, the syndication show. And the syndication show was an interesting thing for him to name a podcast because he had never done a syndication. He had started working. He had started hiring a mentor in that space, but he started the podcast called something that he had never done. And so you might be holding yourself back. I don't know everything about that thing. So why would I start a podcast? I had another client. His name is Javier Hinojo. Javier, we helped him launch a podcast. Dude, this guy held himself back until he was a multimillionaire in real estate. He was Hispanic and he was like holding himself back and because of that. And he was also fairly new, but he had been doing this for a while, but he just like didn't want to teach anyone something that he didn't do. So he was holding himself back from that. Well, Whitney Sewell started the podcast immediately. I'm just going to share that Javier Hinojo, who held himself back for a few years until he was a multimillionaire, then finally started his podcast, had some success with it. But Whitney started the podcast before he ever had success, and he got a ton of success. So Whitney started real estate investing 12 years after I started. And within about 2 years of starting his podcast, he already did more real estate deals than me. because of him taking action. And even though he had never done a syndication, he started the syndication show. And then he started attracting all of the right people. He raised as much money as he wanted. People had trust and faith in him to close on deals. And so he skyrocketed up. And he could have said to himself, well, I haven't done a syndication yet, so I should wait for 3 years until I'm a multimillionaire, and then I'll do it. No, he started it. He had the gall to call it a thing that he had never done, but he added value to his listener. He brought people along with his journey. He was honest. He was authentic. He was himself. He was real. He didn't pretend to be that he had closed a million syndications. He hadn't yet done one, and then he launched a show, and then he got immense success in his space. Everybody knows him now. If you are an apartment investor, like this is the main thing that I've been doing for a lot of years, you know Whitney, you know his coach Joe. If you're in that space, you absolutely know these two. And actually, Joe Fairless wanted to attract capital too. So he started his podcast in preparation for syndicating. He had done a couple of single families, but he was able to get his value out of that. So it doesn't matter if you've done it, if you haven't done it, if there's other people above you who've done more, who know more, if you start a show, you will get the value that you're looking for. So don't let age hold you back. Don't let experience hold you back. You should still be able to get lots of value and give lots of value through a podcast. And that's where what I really wanted you to take away from this. Nothing should be able to hold you back. Nothing, especially age. If you're 17, awesome. You'll crawl in front of a whole crawl. You will sprint in front of a lot of other people that have not started a podcast, but they have more experience. They're older. They have more money than you. You will sprint in front of them, even as a 17-year-old. And if you're 60, 65, 70, 75 years old, you will be one of the people that gets a ton of value to be able to get traction compared to a lot of other people, quote, your age, a lot of other people in the space, a lot of other people, regardless of age, gender, race, color, creed, experience. Having a podcast will help you. Anyway, that's all I want to say. But don't go anywhere. The next episode is going to be valuable too. So I'll see you there. Oh, hey, because three of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make the money instead of cost them money. We put together a resource for some of our clients, and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help, because one of them is now making $2,600 a month. Another one's $4,500 a month. And the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month. And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all three of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com, but put in /templates, growyourshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.